Well, Cecil, there's nothing to get excited about.
The heck there isn't.
You got your suit back, all right.
Yes, but a few minutes later, and I'd have never seen it again.
Well, it wasn't Miranda's fault. She found it down in the basement with the other old thing.
Suppose I hadn't caught that junk man just as he was driving off. Where would I have been?
You would have been standing there in Uncle Thomas's old suit.
And to think that old junk man didn't want to give it back to me.
Well, Cecil, he didn't know. It wasn't his fault either.
And did you hear the crack he made about my suit?
No, Cecil. What did he say?
He said it looked like it was ready for the junk.
Oh, you should bother about what he said.
I don't. Just because it had a little patch in the seat.
Well, stop crying about it. Let's go back downstairs and you can take off those rags of Uncle Thomas's and get into your own clothes.
Hey, I better wash this dirt off my face first, though. Don't you think I better?
Well, here, go on in.
Can I wash here in the kitchen sink?
No. Come on upstairs. Miranda would have a fit if you dirtied her sink.
All right. Where is the old crook, anyhow?
She's not a crook. She's a cook. And she's gone to the store, I guess. So we have the house to ourselves. Go ahead.
You ought to get some Dutch cleanser so I can get this coal dust off of me.
You shouldn't have rubbed it on your face so hard.
Well, I wanted to be convincing.
Well, it was all for nothing anyhow. To the right. That door, Cecil, that's the bathroom.
Fine. Where'll I hang my coat?
Oh, any place. Drop it on the floor, that's right. Roll up your sleeve.
Gosh, I put lots of dust on me, didn't I?
I should say so. You don't look like a white person.
Well, just as soon as I dive into this basin with a piece of soap, you'll be able to tell.
That's the cold water on the right there.
All right. Ouch, that's hot.
Oh, did I say cold? I meant hot. Imagine my embarrassment.
Yeah, imagine mine. What do you use for soap?
Soap, of course, silly.
Don't call me silly. Where's the soap?
Well, isn't there any there?
I wouldn't ask for some if there was.
Oh, goodness. Now, what happened to the soap?
Things have a habit of disappearing at your house.
Well, look in the cabinet. Right in front of you. Open it, that's right.
What's this, a medicine chest? Where's the soap? What are all these bottles for? What's this, Sally?
Please, one at a time. Those are just bottles. The soap is on the top shelf.
Here we are. Ooh, smells nice.
Close the door to the chest, Cecil. You'll bump your head.
Gosh, look how dirty my hands were. Oh, the water's black.
Maybe we could go into the ink business.
Why don't you use soap that floats? I hate to have to feel around the water for it.
Perhaps you'd rather go home and wash.
Oh, that's all right. Well, my hands are clean. Look.
Yes, but you should see your face.
I can. I'm looking at it now.
Well, hurry and wash up so we can go downstairs and get you out of those awful clothes.
All right. Here goes.
Oh, don't splash, Cecil. You're getting water on the floor.
What did you say?
I said don't splash so.
I can't understand you.
Oh, all right. My goodness, you sound like a hippopotamus. No, don't take that towel.
That's a guest towel, isn't it?
Well, yes, it's a guest towel.
Well, I'm a guest.
Yes, but you're not supposed to use that. Wait, I'll get you one.
Well, don't take all day. I can't stand here with my eyes closed.
I could play a mean trick on you now, Cecil.
Come on, Sally, I've got soap in my eyes.
Well, it's good for them.
I'm going to pop you with a towel as soon as I get dry.
Here you are, baby. Here, right in your hands.
All right, thanks.
You're worse than Uncle Thomas. My goodness, look at that basin.
Sure. I told you I put plenty of cold dust on me.
Well, pull out the stopper now.
Oh, gosh, I've already dried my hands. Oh, well, all right. There now. How do I look? Am I clean?
Oh, goodness, Cecil, whoever taught you how to wash your face?
Oh, I took a couple of lessons and picked it up.
Well, you ought to go back and study some more then.
Didn't I get it all off?
No, look, you have circles of dirt around your eyes and your nose, and you could plant things in your ears.
Well, don't plant a stick of dynamite.
Well, there's so much dirt there, it might be a good idea to blast.
Well, hold your horses. I'll get the rest.
Here, baby, you can't do it. Give me that towel. I'll wash your little face.
No, I'll do it.
Cecil, I can do it better than you. Now, here, give it to me.
Oh, all right. Now, be careful. I bruise easily.
Close your eyes.
Have I got coal dust in my ears?
Have you? Goodness, there's a ton of it.
Watch out, my ear. What are you doing?
I'm getting the dirt out.
Well, don't scratch my brains. They don't itch.
Don't worry. I wouldn't know where to look for them. Now, that's good. Turn around the other ear.
Mama, can I go outside?
Keep still, Cecil. Goodness, why did you put that coal dust in your ears?
Oh, I wanted to do it right.
Well, you did. Hold still now. Wait till I wash it out. There. Now your eyes. I thought I told you to keep them closed.
Well, I wanted to see what was going on.
Well, you better close them. You have dirt all around your eyes. Don't make such a face. You don't have to screw up your nose so tight.
Oh, go ahead and stop beefing.
Where's the soap now? I have to have some more.
You have to dive for it in the basin.
Just a minute while I roll up my sweater sleeve. There, now, hold still.
Watch it, Sally, you're getting soap in my eyes. Ouch!
Oh, don't be a baby, I'm not hurting you.
The heck you're not. You got soap in my eye.
Well, you're clean anyhow. Here's the towel, now dry yourself.
Ooh, thank goodness that's done. Am I all clean, neck and all?
Oh, you'll pass. Well, what do you say?
I say I want to get out of these clothes now.
Oh, is that all I get for washing your face?
Oh, thank you very kindly.
You're quite welcome, but wash out that basin. You can't leave it that way.
Oh, gosh. Why didn't you say something before I dried my hands?
My goodness, you're the laziest person I've ever seen.
Now, what'd you do with the towel?
Here, helpless.
Be careful what you call me. I'll snap you with this towel.
Now, Cecil, don't do that now. Don't. It's dangerous. You're liable to put my eye out.
Well, you were going to put mine out with soap. Hang it here.
Goodness, no. Put it in the dirty clothes. Here, give it to me. That's all right now.
All right. Come on. Let's get to the basement. I want to shed these clothes pronto.
All right. Goodness, you look so pink and shiny.
Well, I ought to shine. You rubbed my face hard enough.
Down the front stairs, Cecil.
Don't drop anything out of my suit.
What have you got to drop out?
Nothing, but don't drop them out.
Here, carry it yourself, then. You can't blame me for anything.
Oh, I should have kept still. Hey, don't throw them at me.
There, now.
How would you like to have me trip you down the steps, huh?
Now, Cecil, don't. We haven't any time to wait.
All right. Is the basement door unlocked?
You know it is. We just came up.
I mean, is there a latch on this side?
Yes, why?
Well, you stay here. I'll go on down and change and be up before you can say 10 and 10.
10 and 10. There, where are you?
I'm on my way down. Stand here by the door and lock it. And I'll go on down, and then when I've changed clothes, we'll go someplace, huh?
Don't worry. No one's going to walk in on you while you're changing. Go ahead, Mr. Mada.
All right, now you stay here, and I'll holler while I'm all set to be let out. Hey, where's the light down here? Never mind. All right, close the door. Thank you.